The American dream has become a nightmare.
Well, that's why I sent it in. It doesn't seem to be working right.
Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Mark in Georgia, you had a question. We got cut off there. We got to pay bills. Let's try to stay on the air here, you know, because Republic operates on donations like I do, you know.
Well, all I know is that they said 30 days you got to get proper quarters, which I've been trying for months, and I just found out about this thing called Section 8 housing. So Monday I got fingerprinted, and now I'm just trying to get stuff moved out of my place. And
do you have a pencil? If you have some documents and a scanner and can send them to IRS at AlaskaMinuteMan.com, I'll give you some ideas. The only way to fight these guys is the paperwork. It's irrelevant what they say.
The public defender told me that you can't use Americans with Disability Act because that applies to the workplace. But the thing is, what really sticks in my craw is none of these people that went to Lord Government, this authoritarian mess, not one of them even tried to talk with me. They just went complaining to the government, thinking the government that created this mess is going to undo this mess by doing more of the crap that they did before.
If you will send me some documents at IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com, I can probably give you some very good ideas. Okay?
Well, the problem I'm facing is that when I ask for the legal citation of what they're threatening to dump on me, and he told me I can't tell you what they're threatening to dump on you. You understand what I'm saying? If I go to a jury trial, instead of two charges, one of which is completely frivolous, they're going to dump 15 charges on me.
Send me the paperwork, and maybe I'll have some ideas. Like I say, I'm very familiar with looking stuff
like
up.
Like I say, it's one of those. I'm just wondering. So there's really not the thing about getting out of the administrative state citizenship versus Article 3 citizenship. The very nature of citizenship. By the way, here's a little sidebar. The word citizen, it means someone who resides in a city. But we know perfectly well it means, you know, city state. You know, like the. But the thing is that a pagan is somebody who lives out in the country.
Well, let me just summarize it here because we, I don't know your issues, and the people listening don't. If you will, send me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com. I'll take a look at it.
Well, for the last few months I've been boondocking, so I have
what
to go to someplace that. Yeah. Anyway, I'll I prepared a letter for my neighbors that said, oh, you don't want to do that. And I was like, I just want the people who have been complaining about me to come talk with me before they make things needlessly complicated. And it's kind of late for that because, quite frankly, I really
All I can tell you is, if you'll send me some stuff, I'll look at it, okay? But I have to see the paperwork. I don't know how you get it to me. It either go to Kinko's and send it or mail it to me or something, and then I know the Administrative Procedures Act forward and backwards. And all of this... And these cities are the worst of all because they're based on so much smoke, it's hard to get a hold of something. They just do what they do without any authority at all, okay? So anyway, thanks for calling. Send that to me. Okay.
Well, I don't have a whole lot to give you because all I have are basically summons to appear in court and, you know.
Well, surely you have a charge of something, don't you? A complaint?
Well, they charged me with two things. General appearance of the property, and I admit my place hasn't looked the way I wanted to because I had to do all the moving work myself. And two, they charged me with excessive accumulation of rubbish and garbage, which is nonsense.
Well, send me the paperwork you have. That's all I can ask.
All right.
If you don't send me the paperwork, I can't do nothing for you, okay? But
if
you do...
I'll do what I can do. I'll be in touch with you soon.
There has to be some paperwork or they can't do nothing, okay?
I got you. Okay, God bless. Thank you. Right. Bye.
You can't make this stuff up. I don't understand how it could got this screwed up. One is lawyers. The missing 13th Amendment, of which I got a couple of books. I have Virginia, the 1819. It did pass, by the way. I gave $1,000 for that book when I had money. I still got a copy of it. I need to get it finished, copied so I can put it out to people that have Skype or that are on my list. I have about 500 megabytes of research materials. For $250, you can have it all. And I furnish the hard drive. I have the congressional record stuff that you're not supposed to see out of Hines from about 1900 all the way up through the 1940s. That cost many thousands of dollars to get all that. We're not supposed to have that. I got it. And I'm willing to share it. I have copies of some books that there's only a couple in existence in the whole world, especially around the 1940s, on the Administrative Procedures Act and when they overthrew our court system totally. I have those books, personally, and I've scanned them. Anytime I get anything, I scan it, and I send it around. I have backups all over, because at some point, I figure they're probably going to show up here and haul my butt off, and who cares? It's still out there. But I'm trying to get people to wake up, look at the facts, take nobody's word for anything. It's always by what authority. By the way, American Frontline Doctors has some good letters. American Frontline Doctors has some good letters for these employers and those people that are trying to get you to get the shot. It's not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. Let's call it what it is. Dr. David Martin has got the evidence in the land, in the patents. They patented it to make money. And that's a fact. I may look up and have Republic play one of the clips. I have the complete, if you send me an email at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. I have the transcript. One highlighted and one not. Read it yourself, and I'll give you the links. If you don't want to listen to it, I don't know what to tell you. You couldn't get me to take a shot. No way. I'm done with vaccines. Period. End of story. These people are liars and thieves, and we have the minions of Satan are alive everywhere. And anybody that can't see that in America right now with old comrade dementia Biden and you know what they call Kamala Harris, don't you? The Indians call her Spread Eagle. I wonder why they call her that. Yeah, right. God, what a piece of garbage these people are. I just, you can't make this. They are doing everything to destroy our republic, and they're in high gear, and they're not even hiding it. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, has absolute evidence. If you have a murder, a body, and you get DNA from the semen, and you have DNA on the blood of the part of the that ties you to that dead body, do you think you might have something to do with the death of that person? Mike Lindell has the same thing in the computer world. He has the DNA where it started, the computers, all the links, all the code nonsense and where it showed up and how many votes. Billions of lines of computer stuff. Can't be changed. It's like DNA. If your DNA is what it is, it is what it is. You're done. Is anybody talking about his symposium on the 10th, 11th, and 12th? No. Why? Aren't we interested in having elections, dominion, and what the hell's the name? A star? Can't think of the other star or something or other, whatever it is. These people, and that's been going on since back in the 1990s. They knew these machines could be altered. I experienced it myself in Alaska. When I ran for governor, I saw it. I lost votes. You know what the state of Alaska said? Oh, well, we left a test thing in there, but if you got $40,000, Ralph, we'll go count them again. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Wake up, people. Knowledge is power. Those that don't want it, I don't know what to say. You're about like the, I guess we're about like the ones when Moses came down off the mountain with the Ten Commandments. These people thought that a golden calf was going to save them. I have no idea why. They had first-hand knowledge. What did the Creator do? He opened up the earth and said, bye! What do we do? I've got the evidence on the IRS. What these stupid, not stupid, what Congress did. There are 706 301 regs in the Federal Register. And the question becomes the simple one. You start off with the fact is, what affirmative act does Congress do to make laws? They have to go through the House, they have to go through the Senate, get the President to sign it, or they overcome the veto. That's it. So what affirmative act do agencies do? Do agencies, can they do? Congress can't come after straight out. Their authority is very limited. In Article 1. So what they do? They created something else. And Mr. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he loved them dear agencies. He loved what Italy was doing, Mussolini. He was a great fan of Mussolini. And the agencies, when he took over, he said the President Hoover, before when he, the last day in office, March 3rd, 1933 or 34, I forget which year, he repealed 1,006 statutes. Why did he do that the last day in office? He gutted our statutory law. Why did Franklin Delano Roosevelt start doing executive orders ad nauseum and agencies, and they come right out and said, the administrative of the National Recovery Act, that's the law. But they got out of control. And in 1937, a 400-page book, the committee of the old FDR, come back and call it the headless fourth branch of government, and they said they're totally out of control. Congress can't control them, and neither can the president. Courts have very limited. So they came up, even after they had done the Federal Register Act, and what does it do? That's the question. There are only two things. I went into Westlaw and looked. General applicability and legal effect. It says unequivocally, if you are an agency and if you do not give us notice in the Federal Register, get lost. General applicability and legal effect. There are 98 cases in Westlaw. Just cases. I found that out in 10 seconds or less. Then I said, well, I wonder how many cases of general applicability and legal effect have to do with the Internal Revenue Service. One! So I went and looked at it. It had to do with the Treasury decision order, the Treasury giving orders to the commissioner. He is the one that authorized, supposedly, the commissioner to do the internal revenue laws. Hoo-ha! But those things aren't forced effective law. Okay, fine. So the question becomes, what does the agency have to do? They can't make laws. They have to have a limited delegation from Congress, which they don't have. That's for sure. So I went in, I said, okay, what does it take? What do they do against us? They send us a notice of deficiency. Hey, Ralph, you owe us money. Really? So I go in and look in the Federal Register. There's only one regulation that addresses 6211 and 6212. It's a 26, that's the title. CFR, which is a compilation of Federal Register publications. The next thing is the section, it says 301, period. 6211 and 6212. So that's it. The last, after the period, they have to put the statute that they're referencing. It's a 301 reg. And the Supreme Court of the United States, which I just looked up all the other cases in behind it, says unequivocally, it's a holding, a part 301 reg. Look it up, 5 U.S.C. 301. It's for the conduct internally. It's for the guy, the commissioner, to talk to his flunkies. Big dang deal. I don't give a hoot. Supreme Court said unequivocally, it has no force and effect of law. It's housekeeping only. Creates no private rights, no remedies for us. So they can't do a notice of deficiency. But they tell you, oh, you get a notice of deficiency and you go to tax court. Oh, that's going to work out really good. Why would I go to tax court on a regulation that don't affect me? Because we are told to use the code. Oh, you use 26 U.S.C. 6211, 6212. IRS talks, the tax court talks about code. I don't care. You have no authority as an agency to talk with the code. People can't get that through their heads, and I don't know why. Once you see it, it's like, oh my gosh. They can't do deficiency, so why do we have a tax court? Then they do assessments. 6203, that is a 301 reg. Really? Then they do liens, levies, and distraints. 6331. That's a 301 reg. Then they do notices of liens. That's a 301 reg. But then they make it very interesting. Because you see, the courts with Congress are working together. And they say, Ralph, I go in and I sue an agent. He's trying to take my money, and he didn't have the authority to do the lien. He didn't have the authority to do this. He didn't have the authority to do collections. Oh, but see, Congress said, oh, we're gonna dice all this up. You see, we're going to have a bank robber. There's no penalty for going for breaking into the bank. Oh, back up. There's the music. Because the heat is on. I'm looking out for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, well, we're back here, and James in South Carolina. What's going on in South Carolina?
Oh, it's pretty good. Same as everywhere else, I guess. I got a question. I know you're going to talk about the guy in Alberta at the beginning of the show, but I didn't hear that. But my question is, you just talked about that guy, Martin, that said that the COVID was patented. Well, how the guy in Alberta seemed to prove that it didn't exist.
Or okay, hold on. What they patented was the vaccines and the stuff. And it's they patented what we are. We create a problem. And then we get you to take a bioweapon, which is the vaccine. That's what's patented. If I didn't make that clear, that's a good question. That is what's patented. That's this RDA nonsense that they're doing. That is what is patented.
Well, if you could prove that the COVID didn't exist, it would seem like to me it would be very easy to prove that you couldn't create a vaccine for something that doesn't exist.
Sure they can, because the vaccine doesn't do anything. That's why people that got the vaccines are getting COVID when they're testing. And first of all, the test is a smoke and mirrors, too. It's nonsense. The guy that created it says that it's not made for that. So what you do is you create a problem that does not exist. So I get you to go out and take a bioweapon and this bioweapon is going to kill you, or it's going to disable you, and we are going to get population control. And in the meantime, we use this to shut down all of the small businesses so we can destroy the economies in America, and the global people are just as happy as heck.
Okay, I got one more thing I've meant to ask you for a long time, and you mentioned about something that happened in the 30s and 40s. Well, I have heard that all the federal judges were coming to Washington in 1933. Is this correct? Do you know anything about that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear all of... What did you say happened in 1933?
I just got another question. I have heard that all the federal judges in the United States were called to Washington in 1933.
I don't know, but I can tell you this, and I can prove it, and they print it.
Okay.
In 1948, they created, you can look this up, it's entitled, you can get, by the way, you can go on my, to the Supreme Court of the United States and download in the docket, just put in docket, 20-1714, okay?
Okay.
That's in the Supreme Court, but here's what they did. Because it's an excellent question. The idea of there are no courts, basically. In 1948, they made it official. This is in 28 U.S.C. 132. 28 U.S.C. 132. A statutory United States District Court. They changed the name. That's the thing you have to understand. Between the Creator, the Truth, and the Satan, he can never use the exact name. He always has to change it. So he changed it to the judicial power of the United States in Article 3 to judicial power of a district court. Now, judicial power is reserved strictly as a function of government. You don't have judicial power. I don't. We have rights. So judicial power of the United States is in Article 3 of the Constitution of the United States. That's where it's supposed to be. What is judicial power of a district court? That's in 28 U.S.C. 132C. Go look it up. So I said, okay, so what is that? Is the district court a government? It's the end of a prepositional phrase, the object. So is the district court? No, you know what the two court cases said? Actually, three. It said the judge represents the court, and the court is under the plenary absolute power of Congress. It's rigged. They say it's an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, Tribunal. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, Tribunal, and they print it. Did you know that?
I have access to Westlaw. I could find it in there, could I not?
If you will send me, if you will go to the case, it's hard to find. Go to the download, go to the Supreme Court homepage or email me, and I'll send you the writ of certiorari with the documents behind it. But you can go, and the cases are there, the two cases that say that in plain English. And you know what? It's never been to the appellate, to the Supreme Court. One is a 1960 case. The other one is a 1980. Nobody has brought this up because we can't talk about, we don't have a constitutional court anywhere. And they print it. And they're proud of it. We have a statutory court, district, judicial power of a district court. How in the hell would I go, why would I go, do you think that people that wrote Article 3 of the Constitution of the United States are stupid? They named the government of the United States, and judicial power of that government is called judicial power of the, these an article, singular, United States. And we don't got it. You can't make this stuff up.
Okay. Thank you, Ralph. I appreciate
yep.
it.
Okay, sure.
The truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. And this is amazing. The IRS. This is what I started to say. It's like a bank robber robbing a bank. And the Congress will say, well, we don't have any remedy for the bank robber breaking into the bank. We don't have any remedy for when he pulls the gun. We don't have any remedy for him threatening you, like putting in a notice of federal tax lien. But we do have a remedy if he has the money and steals it. Does this make sense to you? This is what they did with the taxpayer's bill of rights rate. So how do we get around this? How do we blow these suckers out? You can't do it with code. I don't know I go into Westlaw and say, why do people keep losing? And then I find out that these agencies publish in the Federal Register, but nobody uses it. They don't publish there because they'd like to. They publish there because they're mandated to. And it's like listening in to somebody do a confession to a priest. They confess to what they're doing, but nobody uses it. It boggles the mind. They confess to what they're doing. Number one, IRS can't do deficiency. They can't say you owe. Number two, they can't do assessments. Number three, they can't do liens. They can't do levies. They can't do straight. They can't take your property. And the notice to file a voluntary 1040 is an implied in law contract. That's a 301 ring. It's for internal use only. I don't care about those people up there in D.C. has no forced effective law. Nobody uses this stuff. I usually can't make it up because we don't know. Most of these attorneys are dumber than a rock. They really are. And they're arrogant. That's the other problem I run into with somebody. Well, I went to law school. You what? That's the problem. You went to law school. Why don't you try looking, reading the Constitution? And the thing is, what they do is then, it's like a serial killer. He does something in Idaho. He does something in Texas. He does something in New York. And you don't have any way to tie it together. This is what Westlaw does. Because I can go in and I search on general applicability, legal effect, and I find 98 cases. So I'll look through them. And it all confirms everything I say. I've read all of them yet, but I will. Because I find out it says they got no authority to do nothing. Nothing. But nobody knows. You will not find it out in the law library. You're wasting your time. You won't find it out just from Westlaw's headnotes where they say, well, we referenced it over here or over here. Because it's like, well, you know, we referenced the serial killer in New York. We referenced it over in Texas, but we didn't tie those two together, so you don't know. You're in Idaho, and you don't know. This is why Westlaw is so important, because you can word search. That's all I do. Anything else, word search. And then you want to read the unpublished cases, too, because that's where you'll find a lot of the truth. They don't publish them. Because some judge tells the truth and they say, well, we won't use that, so you really can't use it as precedent and all that nonsense. That's fine. So now, with that said, the IRS is basically, it's a done deal. You get a W-4 and you write exempt down below 4 or whatever and send it back to your employer. 1099s don't go anywhere. Notice is a federal tax lien. On the tax lien, there's 2 out of the 3 statutes of 301 reg, so they don't go nowhere. It's all nonsense. But what they have done is they have made it difficult to do this. So here's what they did in a non-published case that I found. It says, the first exception, act may not bar Congress if it's not provided a remedy. There's no remedy for deficiencies, assessments. They don't have a remedy. There's one for collections if they take your money. That's it. So the second selection is, you must demonstrate that under no circumstance could the government establish a claim. Real easy. It's all 301 regs, Bubba. And you print it. But nobody's ever doing it. You just sit, scratch your head. Nobody's done it. Sheldon, Washington, question or comment?
Yeah, question. If you use that and you can prove, let's say a person prove this in court and he got away with not paying whatever they assessed him to or got his stuff returned, can you further that suit, if you want to call it that, and get some remedy from them and penalize them for the accusation and all of your distress from
yes, you can. Under Bivens and also under, yes, but you have to know how to structure it, and the problem is nobody ever asked the question.
And that is a complete new statutory filing, then. You have to walk out of court, let that go, and then start all over again.
You can do it, depending on your situation. But I'm working on a guy right now where they took his house. And we're going to be load testing this. We're going to be suing FedEx. I got a couple of them in the hopper. What I do, I look at their stuff to understand it. And that's, I have all the 301 rigs. But the thing is, I also have to say, by the way, for collection, this part, you have a remedy, but it doesn't work because it's a 301 rig. For deficiency, they say, oh, well, if the IRS came after you, you have to go back to tax court. Oh, well, I just happen to have an answer for that. Number one, the tax court is Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It's a legislative court. Number two, deficiency is a 301 reg. It ain't got a damn thing to do with you or me or the fence post. Ball game over. I got him.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, what I think is the reason nobody's attacking this is like your poor guy with the house there, or you and your business, or whoever. These people are just so grateful and thankful that something changed the tide. They got out from under this, and they're just running back to the woods as fast as they can. They don't have the backbone to stand up. They won the fight. They're glad, you know, let's turn the page and move on. I guess the word is vindictive. Some people aren't as vindictive as they should be out of the gate, you know?
This isn't vindictive. This is getting fighting evil. I ran a business from 1995 to 2001, and I had a $2 million business. I got the Department of Defense come after me because of the Gulf War Syndrome, got me out of business, but I ran it. I didn't pay one damn penny to the IRS from 1995. I got out of the corporation nonsense, and I took myself out, and I didn't pay one penny. I have not paid one penny to the IRS since 1995. Now, I had a lien put on me because I sold some gold and silver. They started taking money out on Social Security nonsense. So I did my status to get fit to show who I am, and I registered as a citizen of Alaska. I have a driver's license as a citizen of Alaska. The IRS quit taking money out of Social Security, so I called the suckers up and rubbed their nose in it. I said, what's going on with you folks? How come you quit taking money out? The 15%. Well, we're going to start doing it. I says, please, please do it, please. Now, what really pissed me off is they quit taking the money out. They never did do that, but then they never renewed the lien. I said, damn it. Come on, I wanted to take you guys to court myself. They didn't renew the lien. They just chickened out and said, oh, we'll just turn him loose because he's dangerous. You damn right I am.
And part of that whole kitty, did you already have your vet moved by then, or did they take it at that point in time also?
I'm sorry, say the question. I didn't quite hear that.
I said, was your Corvette part of the kitty, or was it already gone by that time in 96?
Oh, my company was closed by then. That was done by Mitel, because what they did is they put another... The Department of Defense told Mitel, and they told me to get out of politics, because I was funding the Gulf War Syndrome. Okay, and I also helped get the... I got the book for the Gulf... for the 911, Where Did the Towers Go? By Dr. Judy Wood, the only forensic investigation. I got that book published. I fought with Dr. Judy Wood. She got fired from Clemson University for writing it, Where Did the Towers Go? By Dr. Judy Wood. She's got a home page. The only investigation that got the one dang thing to do with airplanes or thermite or none of this other nonsense. It's Tesla's technology, and she put the facts out to do it. People don't want the truth. I don't know why.
How much time until you see the results of this testing then? What's the docket time window on when you'll find out about this?
On which issue?
You said at the beginning of the conversation you were going to test the waters on...
It'll be in court, and he's giving me permission. If you get on my list, IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com, you'll get the documents. $250 postal money order, or you can go through Western Union, or if you don't have the money, just tell me you don't. Email me, and I'll still add you. And you'll get the documents. You'll see the stuff yourself, and check it out. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, sir. Have a good weekend, and thank you very much.
Yep, you bet. I don't do forgiveness. We're up against Lucifer, actually Satan, devil, whatever you want to call him, and his minions. There is a war for our souls. And if we don't fight, our republic right now is going down the tube. And if Lindell doesn't get it back or Trump doesn't have something up his sleeve, we're going to lose it. Lindell's got the absolute evidence. But why doesn't anybody, just like when I filed in, I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law, but this writ of certiorari in the Supreme Court proving conclusively that the IRS is a con. It's worse. It's beyond the mafia. Not one amicus curiae brief. No friend of the court. I called four times. How do I file? One. And then I found out, oh, by the way, I'd missed the deadline. Number two, we don't want to hear from y'all peasants. Only attorneys can file in friends of the court. I called the attorney general. would you waive that? Well, it wouldn't call me back. It's available. All you got to do is go to the Supreme Court of the United States, go to the docket sheet, put in 20-1714. Read it yourself. Yeah, there's a couple of typos because the wrong revision got in there because we were running out of time to get it mailed. We just probably got it in the mail 15 minutes before the deadline. Or get on my list. I've got the other evidence. Conclusive. A 998-page appendix of their stuff. Call me Father Ralph. I take confessions, and I'm telling you what, I got loose lips. I keep nothing. I don't hold anything back. I've talked to an IRS attorney, he's probably still in Wisconsin, I can't think of his name. He knew, and he says, you can't use this scorched earth. Wait a minute, so I go to court, and I can't use the whole truth. No, he says you can't. He says, if I do it, I lose my bar card. So do you want to hire an attorney? They can't tell. Most of them don't even know. They really don't. Just like that brief that was filed down there in Alabama, Beecraft and others, an excellent research brief out in Nuremberg, it's against Nuremberg, all kinds of stuff. They went into part 46, human testing on research, doing research on human subject. That's what it was, on human subject. So I went in and read it. Well, guess what? There are two Federal Register publications, 83FR2885. Look it up, 83FR2885, or I'll give it to you, or 83FR28497. And you know what they said? It's all part 301s. Their human subject is part 301s. It has no force and effect of law. It only satisfies that we published it in the Federal Register, but nobody's going to the trouble to read it. They confess and they list all of the different agencies in there and their regulations. I've never seen any Federal Register like this in my whole life. Never. And I've looked at a lot of this stuff, boy. Because once you find out the truth, and then you go look, that's the first thing I do. So I go look for the CFRs, because that's what we're being ruled by. Every state has a state plan. Driver's licenses, your courts, your child custody, your child slavers, your adoption. It's all CFRs, all federal. And every state's got one, and I got them for every state. And I got the contract. They have a contract between the judicial and the executive. And the judge is audited for the amount of money he makes. Article 6, Section B. Yeah, they got it. People won't believe it. I didn't believe it either. So I found it. And they print it. I got to believe it. Don't, can't you? What are you going to do? You have to believe it. I mean, it's black and white. They're confessing. You just cannot make this stuff up. It boggles the mind. I don't know what else to say. It just really does boggle the mind. But all of these agencies in these two Federal Register publications, they tell you what they're doing. It's all 5 U.S.C. Section 301. They don't even hide it. And it's all there. I think I'll get around and read them. Let me find that. Homeland Security, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Agriculture, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Energy, 5 U.S.C. 301. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Commerce, 5 U.S.C. 301. Social Security Administration, 5 U.S.C. 301. Agency for International Development, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Housing and Urban Development, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Labor, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Defense, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Education, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Veterans Affairs, 5 U.S.C. 301. Environmental Protection Agency, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Health and Human Services, that's the dangerous one, 5 U.S.C. 301. National Science Foundation, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Transportation, 5 U.S.C. 301. That's all there. And they list all the regulations above it. It's all internal housekeeping, got no force and effect of law. This is for the testing on human subjects. They don't reach you and me. Number one, if it's a 301 rig, we're done. Number two, we can go to the Administrative Procedures Act, and nothing passes. It doesn't even have the illusion of forced effect of law. There's the formal and informal, and it don't may do either one. It has no force and effect of law, and that is conclusive evidence. It's irrefutable. Why didn't somebody use it? I don't know. I just scratched my head. I know, because they don't know. And most people don't want to listen, don't want to learn. What is the affirmative act that agencies shall do? They shall publish in the Federal Register. If it ain't there, tell them to have a nice life. And if it is there, and it says part 301, we're done. Test number two, if it is there, does it have the forced effect of law? There's the formal and informal, and all you do is search on one thing. 553. 5 U.S.C. 553, little b, is in Baker. You'll find none of them there. Oh, they will say it's impractical, not in the public interest, and forget the other one. If you find that, they have to declare the emergency, and they never do. Agencies cannot make regulations that have the force and effect of law that reach you and me. Because it's all about citizens of the United States. Can't reach the citizens of the several states. We don't lose our status. We just don't know. We're like in Egypt. We're Israelites over there. But would you think somebody says, oh, well, I'm a citizen of Egypt. Or I'm an Egyptian subject. Really? You think those people and those Israelites thought they were? I don't think so. This is black and white stuff. I'm going to be publishing that on my IRS list with the documents, or you can just send me an email, IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com. I'll give you the documents and you can check them out, what I talked about. It's there. They print it. This is the confessions of the agencies of what they can and cannot do. Why doesn't somebody use it? Do you know you go to the IRS homepage, search on Part 301 regs or subsidy regs. They don't talk about it on the whole IRS homepage. And there's 706 regulations that are Part 301. 706 in Westlaw. No, there's deficiency. They can't do that. They can't do assessments. They can't do notices of federal tax lien. They can't do liens, levy, or distraint. They can't take your property. They're all 301 regs. And even 7805, which is the supposedly the commissioner, well, guess what? The Treasury, Secretary of the Treasury, has to do it if it has any forced effect of law. The commissioner's doing this 7805, and they make 7805 is a 301 reg because he's got as much authority as my next-door neighbor. None. And they print it. But nobody will believe it. I don't know why. Is this a shock to your system? It is. I couldn't believe it. Alice Brown was the first gal that we found out about these state plans, cooperative agreements. She lost her little girl. She fought like hell. I fought like hell. I finally got to the bottom of it. She had another little boy out of wedlock down in Montana. we brought that up. They wrote her a check. They closed the case. I got the case. It was settled out of court. Give me the case. You can look at the docket sheet. She got $20,000, and they told her to get the hell out of Montana and take her son. She did. They didn't want this out. I have state plans for every state. You may mean, I'll give them to you. I'll give you your state. It's all code of federal regulations, and none of them have the force and effect of law. And they say the, quote, different branches shall make cooperative agreements. Does that sound like a republic? The court system has a cooperative agreement with the executive. They're auctioning kids off for money on adoption. They put bounties on them. You reach the quota and we have a bounty, just like back in Kansas when we used to have bounties for coyotes for their ears. Yeah. Back in the 90s, it was $4,000 for the healthy ones and $2,000 a head for the ones that weren't so good that had problems. Isn't that amazing? I got to do a FOIA over there because the guy I was getting it from it and in Anchorage, he retired, unfortunately, because I like to never found out where to get them because they don't want you to know that these things exist. They do. And I got the state plans to prove it. All these agencies have cooperative agreement. It's all about the money. It's all about the love of money. And this thing on this COVID, like I say, DV kid, go to News with Views. She's on there, or she's got her own homepage. She documents all this stuff. Dr. David Martin, Peter McCullough, the top heart guy in the world, he says, stop these things. Peter McCullough, the top doctor in heart doctor that's written more things on the heart, and we ignore him. David Martin, head of this largest organization that checks all of this stuff on patents all over the world. I have the transcript. I got the audio. You can, with a link, you can go do it. Listen to it yourself. Why won't people wake up? I don't know. All I can say is I hope that the politicians and the rhinos and the stupid ones that are just won't wake up, they're ignorant. All I can say is, get your vaccination, please. Because we may have one way to get rid of you. Terrible thing to say, isn't it? I have an interesting thing that Mark Twain said. I didn't attend the funeral, but I sent a nice letter saying I approved of it. Guess we're going to break here or something. Oh, okay. Well, I have a show every Sunday, so God willing, we will see you next. I will see you Sunday.
We must take America back. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.